When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, institutions are buying Bitcoin like it's late 2020. That's right. Institutions repeat quarter four of 2020, as Will and Clemente points out. Big money has been buying since May 19th. Entities with 10,000 to 100,000 BTC have added 269,450 BTC to their holdings worth $12.1 billion. These entities have between $450 million and $4.5 billion of their capital allocated to Bitcoin. Also breaking news, car insurance company Metromile bought $1 million of Bitcoin. For its balance sheet, they announced this yesterday with this filing with the SEC. Also in today's show, smart governments will start hoarding and mining Bitcoin. That's right, Anthony Pompliano recently interviewed Max Keiser, and they further purported the idea of hash wars, in which governments would engage in competitive hashing as it becomes a more lucrative business. And he shared the following: the smart governments are going to start hoarding and mining Bitcoin to the extent that the U.S. becomes competitive. They would have to immediately start to underwrite mining. That's the way to build a solid economy going forward. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, there's no stopping the Bitcoin train after Bitcoin breaks this price level, says top crypto analyst Pentoshi, as he shares here in this tweet. Bitcoin update is promised above 48,000. I think there's nothing stopping this train. It's the last level structurally that could constitute a lower high on the macro. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, crypto analyst unveils massive year-end targets for Bitcoin and Ethereum. It says traders are underestimating the second leg of this bull market. As Justin Bennett points out here, most are underestimating the level of FOMO that will occur above $65,000 BTC. Everyone thought the bull market was over. If it isn't, and Bitcoin reclaim 65,000, we'll see a FOMO event like never before, in which case $200,000 plus through end of year is very much on the table. And regarding Ethereum, he says Ethereum could rise 475% from its current price and top out at $18,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the comments below. I'm your host, JV. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin reserves on derivatives exchanges have dropped to levels last seen before the May price crash. Data from on-chain analytics service CryptoQuant confirmed that as of Tuesday, derivatives reserves totaled 1.256 million in BTC, the least level since May 11th. And against the backdrop of institutional interest returning to crypto instruments such as the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, figures show that major players have in fact been adding to their Bitcoin holdings throughout the downturn. Checking out the latest from William Clemente, big money has been buying since May 19th. Entities with 10,000 to 100,000 BTC have added 269,450 BTC to their holdings, which is valued at $12.1 billion. These entities have between $450 million and $4.5 billion of their capital allocated to Bitcoin, which you can see right here in this chart. That's right, we're witnessing mass accumulation by the major players right now in the smart money. Institutions remain unfazed from the massive FUD in the marketplace, from China's mass exodus to the saga over the U.S. infrastructure bill, which is recently on everyone's mind. And as Cointelegraph previously reported, retail exchange balances have already been heading lower for some time. As of Tuesday, the total exchange balance figure stood at 2.44 million BTC, also a three-month low, as you can see right here on your screen. And as the Bitcoin Archive points out, breaking news, car insurance company Metro Mile bought 1 million of Bitcoin for its balance sheet. Let's go. They filed this with the SEC, quoting them here. During the 6 months ended June 30th, 2021, the company purchased an aggregate of 1 million in digital assets comprised solely of Bitcoin, and they included the link with their filing from the SEC. Let's go. Mainstream massive adoption, as well as smart governments around the world, will start hoarding and mining Bitcoin. But before I break this down, as well as there's no stopping the Bitcoin train after Bitcoin breaks this specific price level, says top crypto analyst Pentoshi, as well as crypto analyst Justin Bennett, unveils massive year-end targets for Bitcoin and Ethereum, and says traders are underestimating the second leg of this bull market. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin in the green, trading at about $46,000. Ethereum up about 2%, trading just above $3,200. We have Cardano up a whopping 12%, trading at $1.76. Binance Coin up 5%, trading at $383. Dogecoin up 5%, and Chainlink up 3%, trading at about $26. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. With increased institutional adoption and a continually evolving regulatory stage, it might be becoming increasingly clear that most countries worldwide might not be able to ban Bitcoin after all. Go figure. Take that, corrupt countries around the world. So what then can their next course of action be? Well, according to Bitcoin analyst Max Kaiser, shout out to Max and Stacy of the Orange Pill Pod and Kaiser Report, rather than trying to increase their scrutiny against the top digital asset, government should jump on the BTC bandwagon themselves. Speaking on the podcast hosted by Anthony Pompliano, the founder of Bitcoin Capital, said that the way forward for Bitcoin adoption in the U.S. would be through the government hoarding these Bitcoins and turning its attention towards increasing mining activity in the country, further purporting his idea of hash wars in which smart governments would engage in competitive hashing as it becomes a more lucrative business. He shared the following: the smart governments are going to start hoarding and mining Bitcoin to the extent that the U.S. becomes competitive. They would have to immediately start to underwrite mining. That's the way to build a solid economy going forward. That is the way to be considered a first world country when the world gets reordered on the basis of Bitcoin adoption, according to Max Kaiser. He further explained his revolutionary idea as the following: we're reordering what constitutes a first world nation. It will be heavily into Bitcoin, and then the second and third world would be lagging in Bitcoin. So if the U.S. wants to be competitive, they need to immediately start directing resources in multiple ways to start to accumulate and mine Bitcoin. So there you have it. A gateway to this means we've already opened up recent Chinese miners' exodus, where the government clamped down forced a majority of Bitcoin miners in China to look for alternative locations to set up shop. Interestingly, many have turned to the southern state of Texas due to its abundance of renewable energy, comparatively low prices, unregulated market, and crypto-friendly community. And lawmakers, already top mining companies like Bitmain, BlockCap, and Argo Blockchain, Great American Mining, Layer 1, Compute North, Riot Blockchain, and Winstone have already started to move to the state amid larger enthusiasm from the state's government. Former Texas governor had earlier commented that moving the mining industry there was a major accelerant for job creation and sustainable economic growth in the state, while current Governor Greg Abbott has also been largely welcome of the Bitcoin mining companies. Another case in point is Wyoming, which has already been hailed as the country's crypto capital due to its favorable legislature, the existence of a crypto bank, and abundance of crypto businesses. State governments across the country have in fact been more proactive in the understanding and adoption of BTC. And according to Max Kaiser, the U.S. has an advantage over the European nations as American states enjoy considerable autonomy and can push through the laws that the federal government might be cautious of. If larger states like Texas and Wyoming take the lead, smaller states can follow their example to the extent that the federal government is forced to kneel. So that's right, bow down and kiss the BTC ring. I love the game theory built into the Bitcoin protocol. It's going to become more competitive statewide. And let's not forget about crypto-friendly states such as Florida, as well as Puerto Rico, where I reside. And before I break down our next story of the day, there's no stopping the Bitcoin train after Bitcoin breaks this price level, says top crypto analyst Pentoshi, as well as crypto analyst Justin Bennett, unveils massive year-end targets for Bitcoin and Ethereum, and says traders are underestimating the second leg of this bull market. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting back above 1.9 trillion with about 120 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 45.2% with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have IOTX up a whopping 278% for the day and 471% for the week, trading just above 11 cents. We have Axie Infinity up 34% for the day, trading just under $70. And Ravencoin up about 24%, trading just above 16 cents. And checking out the top losers within the top 100, ICP down 1% for the day, but still up 80% for the week, trading just under 70 bucks. XDC barely in the red, trading just under 10 cents. And then we have stable coins, as most of the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 70 in greed. Yesterday was a 71. Last week, a 42 in fear. And last month, a 25 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Closely followed crypto trader Pentoshi says there will be no stopping Bitcoin after Bitcoin breaks a certain price area. The synonymous trader tells his 212,000 followers on Twitter that the $48,000 level is the last point before Bitcoin becomes unstoppable. Unstoppable BTC. Let's go. Checking out his tweet here. Bitcoin update is promised above 48,000. I think there's nothing stopping this train. It's the last level structurally that could constitute a lower high on the macro. 45,000 to 48,000 is a very strong resistance, in my opinion, due to the time we distributed above it. Likely to see 40,600 again before any real breakout. And he updated this more recently, and he shares right here, Bitcoin, I don't really see much to do here in regards to trading, especially on the higher time frames. Really all eyes on that $48,000 area or putting in a higher low in high 30s, low 40s, as you can see right here in this chart. So according to the trader, all eyes are on that $48,000 price mark or a bullish higher low set up between the high 30 and $40,000 range for BTC. Now as for Ethereum, Pentoshi thinks the world's second biggest crypto by market cap will set itself up for a bullish explosion right around the $2,700 level. As he shares here on Twitter, ETH update is promised. Good area for a higher low is marked on the chart. That's the first area I'll be bidding personally on my new trading port. I'd like to see us confirm market structure now that we have a higher high with that follow up on the range highs flip to support plus higher low, as you can see right here in this chart. The trader goes as far to say that Ethereum will eventually flip Bitcoin or overtake it in terms of market cap while naming a few key catalysts to trigger it. As he shares in this tweet, ETH going to flip BTC will maintain this point of view. And with everything happening in this space becoming more and more evident, proof of stake coming will reduce inflation further. Issuance will fall 90%. EIP 1559 burn, staking, smart contracts, NFTs, and decentralized finance. So there you have it. Do you feel that the Ethereum market cap will eventually flip the king of all crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, crypto analyst Justin Bennett unveils massive year-end targets for Bitcoin and Ethereum and says traders are underestimating the second leg of this bull market. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 870 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. And don't forget that the Bitcoin price is closely correlated with my subscriber base. So if you want to see a $50,000 Bitcoin price, you already know what to do. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto analyst, Justin Bennett, says Bitcoin and Ethereum can pull off massive rallies before the end of 2021 as traders underestimate the second leg of this bull market. Now, Justin Bennett tells his 61,000 Twitter followers that he expects Bitcoin to launch a staggering rally well above the six-figure level should the leading crypto shatter its current all-time high of around $65,000. Quoting him right here on crypto Twitter, most are underestimating the level of FOMO that will occur above $65,000 BTC. Everyone thought the bull market was over. If it isn't and Bitcoin reclaims $65,000, we'll see a FOMO event like never before, in which case $200,000 plus through end of year is very much on the table, as you can see right here in this chart. What are your thoughts surrounding his $200,000 plus Bitcoin price prediction before the end of the year? Holla at your boy in the comments below. And although 200,000 Bitcoin is in the realm of possibilities, Bennett says that the path to a new all-time high won't come easy, as he shares here in this tweet. As always, there are no guarantees. Also, Bitcoin has a lot of work to do to reclaim $65,000. It won't be easy. That said, I think many are still underestimating the potential for a second leg to this bull run, and I agree 100%. And he also highlights a key resistance for Bitcoin that, if taken out, will likely ignite a run to six figures. Quoting him here, the second to last key resistance for Bitcoin before new all-time highs is the $47,000 region. The last is, of course, $65,000. Flip $47,000 to support on the daily and weekly timeframes, and the bull run likely continues to $100,000 plus, looking for $40,000 to hold as support. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And looking at Ethereum, he says is forming a bullish pattern inside a huge ascending channel, as he shares here, another massive ascending channel. Not shocked, as you can see right here in your screen. Now, based on the trader's chart, the leading smart contract platform could top out at $18,000 per Ethereum, representing a possible rise of over 475% from its current price of around $3,300. Now, in the short term, Bennett sees the second largest crypto asset surging to $3,600, provided it holds a key level. Quoting him right here, ETH has been a trader's dream since July. No shortage of opportunities since rebounding from $1,700. The next stop is $3,600, as long as $2,900 holds as support. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Justin Bennett's $200,000 plus Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year, as well as Ethereum smashing $18,000? Let me know in the comments below. Now, for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, institutions are buying Bitcoin like it's late 2020. That's right. As I shared breaking news, as the massive institutional demand continues, car insurance company Metro Mile bought $1 million of Bitcoin for its balance sheet. We also discussed smart governments around the world hoarding and mining Bitcoin as the game theory continues. Also in today's show, we discussed there is no stopping this Bitcoin train after Bitcoin breaks this price level of $47,000, says top crypto analyst Pentoshi. Also in today's show, we discussed crypto analyst Justin Bennett unveiling his massive year-end targets for Bitcoin of $200,000 plus before the end of this year, and Ethereum at $18,000, and says traders are underestimating the second leg of this bull market. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?